Hello, everyone. This is the Brierly Cast. I do not have my co-hosts with me, which are Bread Brass, a man named Chrome, Retro Fox, and another one who is a good friend of mine named Clark. I am your host, Anthony Brierly. We will be talking about news, video games, video game news, and most of all, different things that have been happening over the weeks, maybe even months. Conspiracies? Man, I don't think so. Not really believe in those. Well, today we'll get started on our first episode. Today, we will be talking about music. Now, I don't know what kind of music you guys listen to, and personally, I listen to a variety. I listen to everything from rap to opera, and not a lot of stuff in between. Some techno, a few orchestras, maybe, classical music I actually like. Now, before I get on the whole old man and old woman and parent side of things and say rap is bad for you, sure, there have been a few people who have said that rap is horrible for you. However, today I will be discussing about how there are certain scientific explanations for why it's bad for you. Explanation number one. So, during the early years of rap coming out, and soon after, a study was shown in Japan. Now, Japan had a study where they took two plants, and they were the same plant, they gave it the same amount of water, and the same amount of food, everything, what light and everything, but they put a speaker next to it, like a boombox next to it. And they hooked it up to one music playing rap and stuff like that, like right next to it, remind you. Now right next to it, like imagine sitting you on your chair, like your ass on your chair, like that's how close it was. And they had this one that was playing rap music, the speakers. They had one speaker that was playing rap music. And the other speaker was playing classical music, like old school Beethoven and stuff like that. However, during the end of the studies, one plant grew exponentially, grew towards the speaker. And the other speaker, the plant was stunted, its growth was away from the speaker, and it was smaller than the other plant, and it almost died a few times. And basically what happened was, rap music has a large negative effect. Well, some of it does. I'm not saying all rap music's bad. Believe me, I listen to some rap. But the rap music is sometimes really loud and negative and stuff like that. Well, classical music is kinda old school, I'm sure, and not a lot of people listen to it nowadays. However, there is a couple of other studies showing that classical music increases your intelligence by a big ton, rap, not so much. And like I said, you need to go listen up. Listen up as long as you want. Now, the only downside to all this is a lot of people like rap, like a lot of rap. To the point where, in some cases, some people actually become rappers because of it. I don't know any rappers who became rappers because of rap. No. Try saying that times fast. 10 times fast. So, the other thing I was going to talk about music is, recently, an experiment was going to go down about dubstep. And dubstep basically putting out fires. Like loud dubstep, like bass music, like wubbing and stuff like that, like the wub wub wub. And other deep bass music and stuff like that, where they actually successfully put out a small contained fire using a dubstep. Like, some dubstep on a huge speaker, like a big fucking speaker. And they put it next to it and they turned it on and were blaring, I don't know, Skrillex or Deadmau5, say someone like that. Deadmau5 is more techno. Say they were playing like Skrillex or someone from Spinning Records and stuff like that. And they put out the fire. I don't know about you guys, but to me, that's actually really cool. Now, my episodes are usually going to be from 10, 20, 30 minutes. However, I gotta wrap this up real quick. I just wanted to, like, put out a little episode there. This will be cost-free. This will be a free channel. As long as it doesn't get too popular. When it gets popular, I'll have each episode cost 99 cents. Ah, fuck it. It'll be free. Completely free. We will accept fan calls, messages. We will play those messages over the show. And like I said, this weekend I will have more people. I will have a man named Retro Fox and Clark on. And Clark is a cool guy, and Retro Fox is a musician. He has a few musics on SoundCloud. He makes music and stuff like that. And Bread Brass will not be on for a while in the show. We may contact him through Skype, but he lives in another town than I do. And that about wraps it up for this episode. If you like this episode, please leave a like. I don't know how these podcasts work, but if you like it, stay tuned for more. I will be releasing episodes usually once in a while, but definitely on the weekends. And if I don't on the weekends, I am probably doing something busy. And if not, then, you know, I guess that's not what I do. But today, that has been all up for this episode. Thank you guys for listening, and goodbye.